Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, happy Monday. It is Monday, and it is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and this is Stacy. And how are you? Hopefully everything is great and grand and wonderful. And today we are continuing with the Black Panthers and Black Power, and I like looking up power in the Bible, so I'm just going to give you a couple quotes to float on, to think about, to contemplate on, to give you power in your life, because the Black Panthers understood as God's people, because you know we are God's people, that we were all people, really, but we special. I mean, well, no, see, I shouldn't say that because that's what makes hate and division. But you know what? African people are special. We just are. And I'll claim Africa all day long as this skin is brown. So we have power. We have power innately within us. And, oh, my God. You know, I just have to thank God because the more trial I get into, the sillier it is and the more I have to laugh, whether it's my stupid son or stupid clients or just stupid people. But the devil is just like a knock, knock. But the fool can't get in. He already know you took everything and I'm happy. Everybody got mad at me that I loved and I'm happy. I just stay happy. No matter what I do, I go back and I get happy because I know with who and where my victory is. I know no matter what I go through, I am a victor. I win the revelation, triumphant, triumphant. You can't mess with me. So all that, everything, I could just tell. I'm like, oh, here comes the devil a-knocking. When things happen to you and they just throw you off, that should be a clue to you and a happy thing because God is trying to bring you to another level and he's going to see how you deal with this particular situation. Not having a relationship, for about since 1996, that might be kind of difficult. You know, somebody my age, set in my ways kind of stuff. And, yeah, that's difficult. But you know what? Love makes everything good. And we're supposed to love all people, whether we know them or not. And that's what people all messed up. So today, we're talking about power. We're talking about Black power. We're talking about the power that the Black Panthers talked about. They understood that we as Black people in America, and Black people, that's how Huey said, oh, my Black people, and I want Black people to know that you have power. And you should have power given to you by this country because of the sweat of your ancestors. I look directly at my daddy, who was born in 1912 and couldn't vote till what year? He was 50, what, Voting Rights Act, whatever. Men like him couldn't vote in his own country where he was in the military? What kind of don't get me started. I'm trying not to cuss today. But this is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and I hope you had a good Monday. Mondays are good because as a claims adjuster, when I used to be a claims adjuster, for 10 years, I loved the job because I loved helping people. Because if you're a claims adjuster, the only reason why people coming to you because somebody didn't hit you, you don't hit somebody. The construction company sprayed paint all over your car instead of the building. So everybody's pissed. Nobody's happy. So lo and behold, they get the happiest claims adjuster on the face of the earth. And then everything is great. I get to write people checks. I get to say, hey, how many kids did you have in the car? I think I'll pay you $1,500 per check, Shaquita. Make sure you do good with the money. It is Christmas. That kind of stuff. So I love helping people. That's why I get screwed, because they take this happiness and this joy for weakness when it is actually power. Anytime you can love, regardless of what people do to you, and you continue to love them, but that's to a point. That's to a point. Because not loving yourself is not love of someone else, okay? I try to be eloquent in what I say. The most eloquent bad speller on the face of the earth. My mama tried. She tried with, I had spelling tests. My mama tried. But she said, Tracy Jackson, even my mama called me Tracy Jackson. Tracy Jackson, I'd rather you understand math than spelling. I tried, but I like math. All right, here we go. Power. We were 10 points. Like the Marley boy say, he got to be true to himself. Like Susie Orman say, you got to stand in your truth. The new American dream is standing in your truth. And that might hurt some people's feelings when you stand in your truth, but you know what? It's your truth. It ain't theirs. So when they stand in their truth, they'll understand what you did. I love life. I love life now like I've never loved life before because you know what? I did when I was a young kid, I did what my parents wanted me to do. I did what my siblings wanted me to do. Then I got a little older. I did what my husband wanted me to do. Then when he wasn't around, well, you know, still, I did what my kids needed me to do and wanted me to do. Now all that is over. And, you know, at 90% of all what those folks wanted me to do, 10% of what Stacy really wanted to do. But I felt like my daddy. I watched my daddy as a man raise 11 kids, take care of his wife. And as long as he had his private spot, his radio, he could listen to his stuff. That's why I get all that wanting to be smart. My daddy was the most intelligent man on the face of the earth. He never took an opportunity to get intelligent. And then he had swag. Even as an old man, he was a swag. I love my dad. But then my dad was there. You know, he's the reason why I feel so proud to sit here and try to get into black people how important it is to understand what black people went through. I see what my daddy went through, born in 1912, disrespected his whole life. But he never let that affect him as a man. He did what he was supposed to do by his family, by himself. And then he had things. My dad was the founding member of the Golden Gate Quartet. Look it up, Bill Johnson, that cute flathead, that's my head, that's my daddy. But he's still, Viva Las Vegas, look it up. Ann Margaret and Elvis in the club, side to side. That's my daddy, that's my daddy. Well, I think I was born that year while he was in Vegas doing that. My mama was at home with all her kids and me. That's what black family was all about. My mama had her poker party. She had her good time. My daddy did his thing. But they stuck together for what was good for their 11 children. They didn't find a reason why they got mad at somebody and never showed up. And the other side of the family don't show up. Nobody show up and everybody is in jail. What kind of shit is that for black America? That's not the shit the Black Panthers was talking about. What did we turn out to be? I'm ashamed. I see why Michael Jackson wanted to get his shit white. Shit, he had money. He didn't want to be a nigga no more. Because y'all niggas is raggedy. Shit, I feel you, Mike. You feel me? Let me pour it in the sink. Cause I ain't going to pour nothing on my ground because, you know, I'm a clean freak. I'm going to pour a little something in the sink for Mike. Shit, Mike, I feel you. Shit, here we go. There it go. We're going to do that for Mike. I wouldn't want to be a nigga either if I had money. That's why Oprah ain't a nigga no more. Come on, people. Who want to be a nigga today? Oh, Kobe. Okay. Is nigga doing nigga activity? If you're doing nigga activity, you want to be a nigga. But if you want to be respected in this country, good luck if you black. My God, you got to demand it. You got to go to court for it. You got to just sit up and look like you dumb because you want respect. That's some bullshit. That's why I love my, let me, oh, I love you people. Hold on. I got to do this for you because I love you. Because I love you. So every now and then I'm going to give you a cheer, baby, because I love you. And I love the Black Panthers, and I love me, because when my grandson is my age, he's going to be able to go back and say, did you hear my grandmother? That's my grandmother. And she was kind of crazy, but I loved her to death. Who can say that? I can say, look, that the Golden Gate Quartet, see that old man with the flat head and the receding hairline? That's my daddy. And he meant something other than that. He meant power, black power. So let's get to it, God dog it. Number 4 in the 10-point program for the Black Panthers and for self-defense for the black people. Black power for black people. All power to the people. I love Huey. Anyway, number 4, We want decent housing fit for the shelter of human beings. And that's pretty much what I'm going to court for tomorrow. But you know what? God is so wonderful and great. At least he is to me. Because, you know, black people don't like going to court because we figure the odds, the court was made so we don't win. That's why it's there. But you know what? The pool is clean now. We got security now. And I think this Negro proved some type of point, okay? So I'm trying to see how much that means to whatever tomorrow. I don't even damn. God got what I need when I need it. You know what? And what mess up black people? They think wealth and security and success is money. No. You are successful when you get what you need when you need it. And that's why I love me some Jesus, because he gives me what I need when I need it, whether it is money, whether it is, man, I wish I had a beer. Bloop, there goes a beer. Man, I wish I had $140 to replace my battery that all of a sudden sure looked different. Bloop, there goes your money. Success is getting what you need when you need it. Success is a journey. I'm learning now to be more successful as a human being. Now that I have more time to focus on myself, that's what we should do. So the Black Panthers, they want a decent housing and shelter for our people. Five, we want education for our people that exposes the true nature. See, they put stuff all in the wrong way. That's why they got clap, clap. The true nature of the decadent American society. See, I mean, I would have put it a little sweeter than that. Me, we want the kids to know about black history. Well, the same thing. We want education that teaches us our true history, and that's what I'm talking about. See, you see what I'm talking about? And I was a baby. If I could have been this age then, I'm like, yeah, okay, everybody got clap, clap. We got to sit in the room, and we got to figure out another way. Jesse, you're 25. Well, what are we going to do, baby? We're not going to hook up with the Crips and the Bloods. Like, I think that, here, anyway, it's 2012, and we need to get it together. And the Black Panthers back then, man, when was this, man? When the cats was calling each other cats and dudes and man. And like my son used to say when I was talking to him, he used to say, jive turkey. That was the baddest, you wouldn't call him the B word or whatever, even the N. He was a jive turkey. That's right, because if you full up, you a jive turkey. When nobody on the Panthers no jive turkey, man. You feel me? All right, number six. We want all black men to be exempt from military service. Well, if he was like my daddy, they wasn't going to give you a gun in World War II. So as long as you couldn't kill my daddy, I guess it was good because I was here. Shoot, my daddy was putting out the food skills, okay, much like those skills that he passed on to his daughter. Shoot, yeah, don't kill my daddy. Don't give my daddy no gun. So he don't come up dead, and then he could live to 64 to lay down everything and make me and everything. So, yeah, exempt from military service, that ain't going to happen. I mean, now it's volunteer. You know, back then it was draft and all that stuff. So they was right. I feel them for that. And as far as I'm concerned, I feel reparations. No, I don't trip because there ain't no amount of money you could do for raping my great-great-great-great-grandmammy and breaking up them from my grandpappy. Ain't no amount of money for that, for what you took out of their soul, okay? There's no equation. Money equals soul. Oh, that don't equate for black people. And some race people, you can equate one for the other and sell it out, but there's no amount of money. But what you can do for anybody born, and give it a certain amount of time where it sounds good, they can get a free education in this country. If you were born from the year 1964, that sounds like a good one to start with, all of your student loans are now exempt, especially if you never got a penny of child support, baby. Those two things got to happen. If they happen, you exempt. I think that sounds pretty good. Somebody need to write that law. I'll do that. I need to run for something where they don't look, well, they look deep, so I just got to be ready to say, you know what, so what? All right? You know. Yeah, I got the card. You know, because I don't do nothing illegal in my country. I love my country. I'm trying to contribute in every way. You feel me? Paying taxes on everything, baby. all right, this is a diary, and I love me, and I love you, and I love everything. And I try to, because love is good. Let's give love a cheer, baby. Come on. You know what? I'm going to take a break. We're going to play old school party, because up in the 6-4, everybody loved everybody some more. And that's where I was born, in December of the 6-4. And my brother had a 6-4. I wish I had a 6-4. I had a Cuddy. In my last business, I had to sell it because I got broke. But it wasn't a 6-4, but it was the one my mama had. Ooh, ooh. This is a diary. This is where I love you. We're going to take a break. We're going to play old school party, baby. And let's go. I'm going to come back after and talk about the scripture. And give you something to talk about for your life and take back with you. Because you know what? We live in the greatest country in the world, and I say that for this reason alone. We can make all the money we want if we can have a creative idea. We can be billionaires. And number two, we can praise our Lord Jesus Christ anytime we want, day, night, in the sky, in the flood. We can dip each other in the bathtub. We can go in the lake, and we're not killed for that stuff. That don't happen in a lot of countries. So this is the greatest country in the world. Any country you can praise your Lord Jesus Christ and not worry about that. The man that showed us we have power, the man that is power, Jesus Christ, we good. This is the diary. Nope, this is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and we going to take a break. Da, be back. Business Wednesday on Monday, and I hope you had a good Monday. You know, we got the reggae tunes playing in the background because that's, as far as I'm concerned, God's music, and no other song makes praising Jah so nice all the time. So what we're talking about today is power, and power from the Black Panthers. And you know what? I wanted to talk about the founding members just a little bit to get some history. Let me not run my mouth too much, man. Man, wait, what happened? Okay, here we go. Huey Percy Newton, born February 17th, 1942, and was killed at it August 22nd, 1989. And it sucked, because right when I got really into these guys, he had just died. And I'm like, oh, man. So, social activist, born Huey Percy Newton on February 17th, and he's the leader of the Black Panthers in Monroe, Louisiana. And when in my family, we call a brother that is yellow as him, we call him Geechee Dan. Newton helped establish the controversial African-American political organization, the Black Panther Party, and became a leading member of the Black Power movement. What happened to that? Can somebody tell me? Well, guess what, my nigga? It's resurrected 2012 by that young lady that drives that purple Cadillac, and her name is Stacey Johnson. We need to have Black Power somewhere. If you don't have it nowhere else, have it in your mind and understand that Jesus Christ came to show us that the power is in the sky and it's up to you to go get it. There we go. All right. And became a leading figure of the Black Power movement of the 1960s. As a teenager growing up in Oakland, California, and they've got the nicest people in Oakland. I love Oakland. He got in trouble with the law. He was black, okay? And he probably stood up for himself, okay? Any young black man that stands up for himself at any time in American history gets in trouble. So if you have a young man that stands up for himself, first of all, you need to teach him to. That's what's wrong with my two sons. They standing against and up. But they are to stand up for themselves and understand when they're being treated unfairly and that sense of entitlement. Yeah, I want them to have that to the degree that they understand that this is their country. Their ancestors built the foundation, built what we call money. Any money, the money that made America great was built on the backs of the African-American community. Anybody that thinks that's not important in America, anybody that thinks that's not important to give a black person respect because of that fact alone is mistaken and he's scared. And he's scared. You know why he's scared? He's scared of the word black and power together. You know why he's scared? He's scared because he reaps what he sows. Thomas Jefferson, go look at History Channel. Them were white folks that made that, Africans in America. Thomas Jefferson himself said, if there is a God, and we all know there is, we shall reap what we sow. I ain't seen no white slaves yet. So, watch yourself. Watch yourself and watch your back. And the best thing you can do for the sins of your past is give out graciousness and love from now on into the future. God can fix anything. Love can fix anything. So as long as America blinds itself and thinks that all of that shit that makes it great, all about all them guns and shit, all of that stuff from beginning to end until today, the greatest power in the world built on the backs of African Americans. Because everybody else died. You tried to enslave the Indians, they died. Because the disease killed them. You tried to enslave white people, they died. Because the disease killed them. The only race of people that did not die was my people. You better give us some respect before we take it. We on the way. And we're loving people. We don't take nothing that God don't give us first. You feel me? And that ain't no threat. The only person in America that ever gave a threat was a white man. They never gave nobody else the ability to threaten. You see, God is the vindicator of all good. God is a God of justice. So, your own boy, Thomas Jefferson. So get it right before God gets it right. That's all I got to say. Because if there is a God, which we know there is, because you got him all over everything, and then you're trying to take him out of everything, okay? He does exist, so you reap what you sow. Okay. Just like a contractor today. What did he say? Oh, I put on my web free plan reading classes because I know half of you ignorant people don't know how to read plans, so I'm going to teach you for free. Somebody that I'm giving something for free, imagine how entitlement, and I already know who it was. Oh, wow. He want to come to my free class but then want to tell me how he don't want no phone calls and what he don't want. I said, this motherfucker don't think fat means is greasy, and I know he knows I'm black because my picture's on my website and all my nappy hair. So we have the right to refuse service to anyone, and we will not be inviting you. We don't appreciate the spirit of your email. And then he took him about a couple of hours. Then he just said, I'm going to report you for spam. I was like, you know what? You got every right to unsubscribe. You've been listening this long. You've been watching my emails this long. And I'll tell somebody to go F themselves. I will. I'll do a Clint Eastwood, and it ain't a chair. You feel me? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. Talk back to the devil. I'm like, devil, you coming from everywhere. It was my son a couple of days. Now this fool, and his name is Craze Construct. You got the right name because you're crazy. Okay? I'm talking back to the devil on his onset because I already know I'm powerful. So what does he do to powerful people? You're powerful too. So anytime you see something rocking your spirit, that's the devil. Wash his ass away. Tell him no. No, Davey, no. Because we don't play that because we live in the time of the spirit. If you don't know how to control your spirit and understand there is a spirit and recognize spirits, you are done for. You is washed. Uh-oh, there we go, positive vibration. And that's all God is a positive vibration. Anything you feel that don't give you a chunky is not good because that's God. That I'll tell you, for instance, and I'm not talking about nothing else right now because we'll finish it tomorrow and every day because you know you love me. So you'll come back. I've been talking to my plant. I said, well, you know what, until I got a human to love me, I'm going to start talking to my plant. So I started talking to my plant a couple months ago. My plant is so growing and pretty. I said, you're such a pretty girl. Every day, my plant is growing. You know what? Whether it's a plant or your mama, give it love. It's going to grow. Love makes things grow your business. Oh, I love my business. I love my clients. I love you. I love you. What you need me to do? You need me to write you a letter because I love you. I love the money you give me. You know, I just start sending money. Give money. If you want money, see, people got it messed up. That's why 99% of us are broke, a joke, and need to smoke. All right, I always got to rhyme. You got to give. You got to give what you want. All right, so I got to end in Ephesians 1:19 because I want you to think about this. And I think our time, oh, no, we good, but I'm still going to end on this because this is talking about power. I'm going to do my every now and then. Ephesians 1, okay, come on, Stacey, where you at? 1:19. Okay, so I'm just going to read inheritance through the Spirit. In him, we are also chosen. In him, you know we're talking about Jesus, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. We who first hoped in Christ, in him you also who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, which is the first installment. You have the Holy Spirit. That's the first installment of the inheritance towards redemption as God's possession to the praise and his glory. Unity, that's what we demand. 19, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe in accordance with the exercise of his great might? So, believe in his power. You are his power. You are God's power brought to the earth, made to manifest goodness and love. Reject those things without emotion that you don't love. If it's not love, reject it without emotion. It can't affect you. Love, 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 love. Find something you love. Start your day with love. Love me because I love you. I'll be here tomorrow. Will you? Please come and see me tomorrow on Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday. And this is Old School Party. I love you. Thank you. Black People Power, Black Power. Read. Get a thing, whatever it's called. Oh, God, I can't think. Get one of those. Research power. God gives it to you. It's in your spirit. It's in your soul. See you tomorrow. We'll be right back. All right, all right. My mama came to me. She said, baby, that's a concordance, baby. Tell them, get them a concordance. Look up the word power, baby, and it'll give you all the scripture. I love you, baby.
I love you too, Ma.